Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very senior professional from Faridabad, India, Dr. Amit Nagpal. Amit, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Garg.
Dr. Nagpal is the president and story coach, and he's as the founder of Bloggers Alliance. He's a marketer turned professor turned storyteller. So Amit, before we talk about marketing, tell me about your own journey in brief, and how did your journey from marketer to professor to storyteller shape your perspective on brand storytelling?
Right. So my professional journey, I would say, began in 1995, when I started my MBA in marketing. 97, of course, I finished my MBA and got into my first job. 97 to 2011. For a few years, I worked in corporate. Again, one common thread, which has been there throughout my career is media marketing. So I was into, television channel for a few years. Then I shifted to teaching. So I was teaching advertising, brand management, product management, and subjects allied with the media and marketing. That continued till 2011. And 2011, I decided to become a personal branding coach. And in 2 years, it was a realization, because I learned personal branding from Americans, and I realized that American approach to personal branding doesn't work in India. So it has to be customized according to our culture. A lot of people I met did not feel comfortable with the term personal branding. In a way, it was, a lot of concept selling in those days. 2011, I think there were only three people in India who were talking about personal branding. And then I realized that storytelling is the most powerful way of brand building in our culture, because it creates a win-win with the audience. Audience may get some inspiration. Audience also benefits in the process, and the storyteller builds his brand. So that was my big learning during 2011 to 13. And 2013, I have been a personal branding and storytelling coach. Currently, I am focusing more on the niche, for independent directors, personal branding for aspiring independent directors and independent directors. Though, of course, I coach some other professionals. And
very interesting. So let's talk about your journey as a marketer. In what ways do you believe storytelling can transform brand management and marketing?
In fact, my LinkedIn newsletter title itself is "Your Story is Your Brand." Because storytelling is the most powerful tool in marketing as well as branding. There is that famous book by Seth Godin, "All Marketers Are Storytellers." Why storytelling is a powerful tool for brand building? So let me share a couple of points. There is a gene which is called the storytelling gene, FOXP3, which is found only in human beings. Human beings are the only species who can tell stories, who can narrate stories, interpret stories. So that is one. Secondly, stories get into our subconscious mind and become memorable, because human brain is wired for narrative. Anything, if I go back 40 years, I'm 50 year old now, and if I go back 40 years ago, only thing I remember is stories, stories in the sense, my mother said this to me, then I reacted in this way, then this happened. So I remember everything in the form of a narrative. So that's why stories are so powerful, because ultimately branding and marketing, the objective is to, get top of the mind awareness, to become memorable, and stories are the most powerful brand building tools. In fact, all the advertisements which we see on television are stories.
Well said. And, when I was reading about you, you make a comment, digital is magical.
Right.
Can you elaborate on how digital platforms have changed the art of storytelling?
Yes. I started saying digital is magical because I had run a campaign also. 50 surprises, which digital world gave me. So you know, like I'll tell you one of the biggest surprises which I got in the digital world was one day, you know, in those years, 10, 11 years ago, I was not using any advanced software. So I would go to Google and type my name and see what results are coming there, you know, about. One day I find Forbes.com has one of my articles, and it was a big, big surprise in those days. So I had actually written an article, how I found my deepest passion, which was published on marynews.com, where I used to write a column on, you know, personal branding. So Forbes.com had picked up that article, given 1 week summary of that article, and then linked it to Marynews. Now, that was one of the big surprises. And, you know, these kind of surprises then became more and more frequent. And, you know, that's why I started saying digital is magical. Another very interesting incident which I had was 2011 to 12. I was just sitting in my office, building social media connections, having conversations. I did not try to even look for clients because I wanted to build my brand and, you know, get clients more through pull rather than push. So what happened within 1 year, I was ranked among 100 most influential Indians online. And for a few weeks, I was more influential than the Prime Minister office because Dr. Manmohan Singh started his Twitter handle a few you know, weeks or months later. So that's why digital is magical. And digital, you know, let me give you two examples. One is digital has democratized storytelling. Like I say, you know, previously we used to have Bhag Milkha Bhag or, you know, famous people's biographies, autobiographies, films, stories, you know, which we used to hear, watch on different media. But now every person has the power to tell his or her story through Facebook, blog, website, social media, you know. So every person has got that power, which is, I will call it, democratization of storytelling. Second thing, you know, which digital has given us the power is, in fact, that power is not there with the mass media. It is only there with the digital media that our content can go viral. And I read a quote, you know, somewhere that everyone is going to be famous once in a lifetime in the, you know, in the coming years, because everyone is going to be viral at some point of time.
Right.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's the influence and power of digital. And stories actually build a stronger emotional connect with audience, and there is a higher probability of stories going well.
Great response. Thank you. My next question, Amit, is what are some of the most common challenges faced in storytelling and how can they be overcome?
Right. The first and the biggest challenge is that a story should not found, you know, should not be seen as self-promotion. So it should not be too much in the I mode. That is the biggest challenge. So, you know, even if you are talking about your appreciation, achievements, if they can be in the, for example, if they can be in the third person format, let's say, you know, I give a recommendation which I have received from a very, very senior person as part of my story, you know, this is what Mr. Vikesh Walia has to say. Then, of course, it is more credible than I doing my self-appreciation, so which, you know, is important. Second challenge is, you know, to integrate emotions with logic. If I'm doing storytelling only for entertainment, then, of course, I have no, you know, objective, or it is not brand storytelling in that sense. So I may tell a purely emotional story, an emotional healing story, an inspirational story, which has, I do not have an end objective in mind. But when I'm telling a brand story, there is an objective. The objective is to, you know, whether it is to raise my own brand or a client's brand, there is an objective in brand storytelling. And that objective has to be achieved in a win-win way. Even if I am able to bring a smile on the, you know, faces of my audiences, then I have succeeded as a storyteller. So I have created a win-win, you know, for the audiences. So these are the two primary challenges. In corporate world, there is an additional challenge of shortage of time. So you cannot, you know, use a very lengthy narrative. So you have to keep in mind the, you know, the time duration available.
Well said. Well said. And my next question is, how does storytelling enhance personal branding? And you're an expert in personal branding.
Right.
Does it enhance personal branding, especially for professionals and leaders?
Right. So one is like, you know, you can integrate your achievements, embed your achievements in the story.
Mm.
Let's say I have a client. In fact, I worked with a client who had done his post-graduation from AIIMS. Then he had worked for 15 years in AIIMS. Then he shifted to Medanta. Now, the client cannot go to LinkedIn and say that, you know, okay, I did my PhD, you know, PG from AIIMS, or I worked for 15 years in AIIMS. You cannot post it directly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to weave it as part of the story. You mm-hmm. have to tell, you know, and the story has to be human, because you don't only talk about your achievements, you also talk about your failures, you also talk about your learnings, you are also vulnerable, you know, you also talk about your mistakes, then it sounds like a human story.
Mm.
So I think, you know, that's very important. If you really want to build a, you know, authentic personal brand, if you really want their audiences should feel connected with you, share your story, then it has to be authentic. And to be authentic, it has to be a mix of achievements and your humanity, which is vulnerability, mistakes, you know, failures.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Can you also explain the concept of data storytelling and its significance in today's data-driven world?
Yeah. So data storytelling is, in fact, I would say one of the most complex, you know, forms of storytelling, because you are integrating two things.
Mm-hmm.
One is the data visualization. So whether you are using a tool like Tableau or you are using, you know, some other tools to visualize your data, even simple tools like infographics, and then you are weaving the narrative in a public speaking presentation, in a recording video, you know, so you are weaving the narrative or story along with the data visualization, then it becomes data storytelling.
Mm.
Of course, the highest possible level of data storytelling is where your visual is so complete, so perfect, you know, that it tells the complete story. Like I was watching these graphs about the India-Australia final cricket match. And these graphs which were there, which I found through Google, was so complete. You know, they were telling, okay, India was at this situation at 15 overs. Australia is at this situation, this runs, this wicket fell at this many overs. This person took the wicket. So if that whole data is there, you know, whole story is there in the data, then that is very, very powerful, which is usually not possible or easy to do.
Mm.
So we weave the narrative along with the data visualization to make it, you know.
Very interesting. Very interesting. My next question is, how important is creativity in brand storytelling, and how can this be fostered?
Yeah, so there are so many aspects of creativity. I will explain, you know, with few examples.
Mm.
One of my most popular blogs was spirituality, social media, and personal brand.
Mm.
Now, the blog starts with, when my mother saw me writing this blog, she told me, Amit, you have gone bonkers, you have done too much meditation, and you know, you are linking two things which are totally unrelated with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So then I told my mother, okay, let me finish this blog. If you are not able, you know, if you're not convinced about the connection between spirituality and personal branding, then I will not submit this blog to Peter for the International Blogathon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then, you know, the whole blog is very theoretical, because I talk about, okay, spirituality is about discovering your deep passion, and personal branding also requires deep passion to create content consistently. Mm. So that those are the connections between spirituality and personal branding. So I explained those seven connections.
Mm.
Then I ended the blog. Little bit of dramatization is always good in storytelling. So I said, oh, I forgot to tell you, my mother did get convinced about the connection between spirituality and personal branding. And that's why the blog has been, you know, published on Peter's website. Now, this is one example. So same way we can, you know, I can give you scores of examples of how to give a story touch to your content sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, how to be more creative. Like you can be so, you know, there is so much opportunity of creativity in the headline of the blog.
Mm.
So if you look at the headlines which I have given to the blogs, you will find, you know, they are very, very appealing, memorable. One of my headlines was Robots Network, Humans Bond.
Mm.
Because humans, you know, there is always 1% some element of emotion in the relationship.
Right, right.
Okay, now that appreciation, that headline was appreciated by LinkedIn on their Twitter handle.
Mm.
And you know, these are examples of creativity in your, you know, content creation, in your headline, in your integrating story with the theory, you know, so we can apply creativity. Coming up with the, you know, very idea of, you know, blogs, like one of my interviews with Times of India, I shared a very interesting concept of how I get my blog ideas. Basically, you know, I create some kind of a matrix. Okay, spirituality is on one side of the matrix, personal branding is on the other side. So spirituality and personal branding, I'll connect. Now, let's say the second topic is social media. The social media and personal branding, I'll connect. So I basically write a lot on cross-disciplinary, interdisciplinary topics, which, you know, the whole idea becomes very creative and new.
Very interesting. Thank you. My next question is, how can storytelling be used effectively in crisis management?
Crisis management is actually a very, very important, you know, place to tell powerful stories, because your organization is suffering some kind of a damage of reputation, and you have to tell a story. You have to maybe, you have to, you know, rewrite the narrative. You have to reshape the narrative through your stories. One example, which if you remember when, you know, the worms were found in Cadbury chocolates and Amitabh Bachchan was hired by Cadbury's to create that campaign, and Amitabh talked about how Cadbury's has changed its packaging, what action has been taken after the crisis. Now, that is very important. You know, as they say, you can't fool all the people all the time. So you have to take some actions to mitigate the crisis and then share. Give an assurance to your customer, this would not happen again. And, you know, that's where storytelling is powerful, because storytelling will, you know, maybe change the narrative, because the customer is thinking, okay, should I trust this brand or not? So the storytelling changes the narrative. Yes, I can trust this
brand. Very well said. Thank you. My next question, Amit, is on the role of influencers. You know, in the last few years, hundreds, thousands of influencers have come into the social media platforms.
Right.
How do you view the role of influencers in storytelling and brand building?
Right. So, see, I will share very honestly, as the founder of Bloggers Alliance, I'll share the both the positive and negative. Negative, what I mean is some kind of precautions which need to be taken. So the positive role of influencers is, you know, they have a certain credibility in their own community. Now, companies are going more and more for micro-influencers because micro-influencers have a stronger credibility in a smaller community.
Right.
While bigger influencers may have a, you know, larger community, but their influence may not be so strong. So these influencers can, you know, build the, or they can leverage their personal credibility to build the brand of the company or their products. Now, that is the positive power of influencers. What I mean by negative is, like, recently ASCII, which is Advertising Standards Council of India, they had created some guidelines regarding, for example, health influencers. So if you are talking about health diseases, what you should do about, you know, a certain ailment, then they need some kind of a medical qualification, so that they do not, you know, just you know, bring advice from thin air. So health influencers need to be more cautious. It should not be, you know, what we say, you know, anyone can share anything kind of an atmosphere.
Well said. So time for a few more questions. My next question is, you're also an author of a book titled Personal Branding, Storytelling and Beyond. What is the core message of your book that you want to share with my viewers and listeners?
Right. So the core message is, of course, your story is your brand. But if I have to divide that message into the three units which are there in the book, the first unit focuses on personal branding. So how do you do personal branding on Quora, on LinkedIn, Twitter bios, you know, each tool has been discussed in each chapter. Then the second part unit of the book, the second part of the book talks about storytelling, how stories integrate emotions and logic, how stories are cross-generational. You know, we are talking a lot about generation gap, but stories are something which can, you know, bring the children and the parents and the grandparents on the same platform. So So second unit talks about storytelling. It's how to apply storytelling and goes into the depth of storytelling. The third unit is very interesting because it is beyond. So it has chapters like how to become an interesting person. And if you are an interesting person, then you will have an interesting bio.
Right.
And that will make you memorable. So there is spirituality and personal branding in the third unit. So those kind of things. Let me give you a very interesting example. 2010, I connected with a gentleman, Patrick Fass on LinkedIn. He was organization development professor in New Zealand at that point of time. And I still remember after 14 years that I saw a word on his profile in the hobby section used to be there on LinkedIn in those days. So I saw a word on his profile, shamanism. I had a curiosity. I've never heard of shamanism. I went to Google, I researched about shamanism, and I still remember his profile for that one word. Now, same way, if you say that my hobby is scuba diving, then I have that curiosity. Okay, what is scuba diving? How do you do that? I watch your video, and that makes your brand memorable.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Thank you. So I have time for two more questions. My next question is on Bloggers Alliance. I want to ask you one question,
Right.
which is that tell me about Bloggers Alliance and what are your objectives for this community that you have created?
Right. So as the digital creator economy is evolving, so our objectives are also evolving according the scenarios. The more when we started in 2019, there was more focus, of course, on text blogging in those days. Our focus was also on text blogging, and creators' focus was also on text blogging, and video and podcast had just started becoming popular in a way. Today, if you look at it, in the past 5 years, podcasting has become very popular. It's in fact so many people come to me. One student, recently, a few days back, she messaged me that, sir, podcasting is now so fashionable and this thing in our generation. So, you must start a podcast. And so we have started, in fact, 3 years back, we started the national podcasting competition, Battle of Voices, which we have been doing for past three, we have done three editions. We have organized training sessions and webinars on video blogging and very specialized sessions also. I have found, for example, a lot of creatives have introvert are introverts, and introverts have certain personality traits and certain challenges which they face. In fact, it was shocking for me to see when I go on Twitter and I type hashtag introvert, it shows introvert problems. Why not introvert blessings? So when I go to Google and type introvert blessings, I find hundreds of articles talking about the positive side of introversion. So we have, in fact, Gauri Das is one of the LinkedIn influencers, and she had conducted one session for introverts. Introversion is actually a very important trait for creativity, because for creativity, you have to go within. You have to draw inspiration from yourself, or you have to connect with yourself. Sometimes you find inspiration in nature, sometimes you draw inspiration from your own self. But the highest level of inspiration is, of course, the divine inspiration, which again you will find by going within through meditation. I get my best ideas, when I meditate, and some of the most creative things happen, during meditation.
Interesting. And my last question to you, Amit, and this is for the many people who will listen to our conversation.
Right.
What would you say are three lessons on the subject of personal branding that you want our viewers and listeners to take away?
Okay. So I will tell it more in the form of quotable quotes, so they will become
Exactly.
memorable also. In fact, I believe quotable quotes are like astronauts' capsules. When you go to, as an astronaut, you eat one capsule, lunch is over, you eat one capsule, dinner is over. Same way, if you read one powerful quotable quote of a master, of a famous person, your learning for the day is over, because there is some such power in quotable quotes.
Right.
So my first quote would be that personal branding is not about creating a larger than life image. It is about being as beautiful and large-hearted as life is. So that is the quote one, or maybe lesson one. Lesson two, I would say, people believe it when others are appreciating you. God, even God comes to your rescue when others are praying for you. So our destinies are so intertwined. This is one learning which actually happened only with personal branding, you know, how, you know, our destinies are intertwined with each other. And third, you know, interesting lesson, which maybe I think I'll tell you, explain that lesson through a story. So the disciple goes to the master and says, okay, master, so, you know, what have you observed about me? And, you know, tell me one biggest observation you which you have. So the master tells the disciple, okay, you have the power, you know, to create magic in other people's life. You can become somebody's inspiration. You can become an inspiration for a poet or author. You have such positive vibrations. So, you know, you can create magic with that, with that vibration, with that, you know, influence, you can create magic in other people's life. The disciple says, master, why can't I create magic in my own life? The master says, that is the paradox. You can create magic in other people's life, not in your own life. Now, what I mean by that is, if I appreciate someone, you know, then I enhance the credibility of that person. But if I appreciate myself, people may or may not trust.
Very interesting. And on that note, and your three wonderful lessons, personal branding is not about creating an image which is larger than life for yourself. Second is, people believe when others are talking about you. And there's a very famous quote which also says that, you know, personal branding is all about what people say when you're not in the boardroom. And the third one you said was, learn to appreciate others. Thank you, Amit, for speaking to me about your own amazing journey. Thank you for talking to me about so many different aspects of personal branding and storytelling. Thank you for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Welcome, Mr. Garg. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.